Well, hello, I'm Catherine Hill. Welcome to the Marriage Challenge podcast, brought to you each month by Care for the Family. Now, today I'm delighted to be joined by Andy and Fee Baines, and they're going to be talking about who does what in the house and how to deal with differences of opinion when they arise. And I understand that's an area that they have some personal experience of. By way of introduction, Andy and Fee have been married for 21 years and they live on the South Coast. Together, they're the executive directors of Time for Marriage, and that's an organisation that offers marriage enrichment weekends for couples across the UK. They have two children and they have a whole load of animals, including one cat, 12 goldfish and four chickens, until very sadly they were recently eaten by the fox. So Andy and Fee, welcome. What we would love to know first is, how did you two first meet?
Yes, well, I used to lead a church youth group, and Fee used to work for an organisation that ran sort of town-wide events for different youth clubs and things. And there was a meeting very early one Saturday morning, and I did not want to go. I wanted to have a lie-in. But a good friend of mine persuaded me to go to that meeting, and I was jolly glad he did, actually, because that's when I clocked Fee, thought, wow, and the rest is history, really.
Well, yeah, so the next day you invited me over for dinner to talk about youth matters. And I took Andy at his word and went round for dinner, and then was very surprised when he served me this three-course meal with different sorts of wine, and thought maybe he ate like that every day. And I even didn't guess his intentions. The next day, which was Valentine's Day, and he sent me this card with two little bears and having this romantic meal, and I still didn't work it out. But we started dating, didn't we? And about 6 months later, I worked out who sent me that Valentine's card.
Oh, so you didn't know? You didn't know it was from him?
No. What could you do, eh?
That's very lovely. And how long ago was that?
That was,
22 years ago,
yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
22 years ago. Fantastic. Okay, guys, so each month on the Marriage Podcast, we have a challenge for you. It's a bit like a Mr. and Mrs. competition. So we've asked each of you a question about the other, and we're going to see now how you get on in guessing the right answer. So first of all, Fee, we asked Andy, if someone could play him in a film, which actor would he choose to be? Okay?
Brilliant.
And the choices are, would he be George Clooney? Would he be Johnny Depp? Or would he be Brad Pitt?
That's really hard.
Just look at me. Come on, it shouldn't be that hard. Come on.
I'm going to say George Clooney.
Brilliant. Spot on.
She looks at me and it just goes straight into your mind, doesn't it?
There you go. Okay, Andy, now see if you can find out.
Pressure's on.
Pressure is on. So if Fee could go on any TV competition show, which one would she choose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the choices are Strictly Come Dancing, MasterChef, or Big Brother.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes, again.
A real fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, you obviously know each other well. So that's fantastic. So we're going to begin now and get into the subject of the podcast. So, the issue that we're going to be looking at is what happens when sparks fly at home, and how you can make your differences as couples work for you and not against you. And Fee and Andy, I know this is a subject that you feel passionately about, because when you first married, you found there were some big differences between you that were hard to work through. So tell us a little bit about what happened.
Well, when we were about to get married, we were amazed at how much we had in common. One thing was we love food, and not just eating it and drinking it, but preparing it and talking about it and shopping for ingredients and cooking together and having friends over for a meal. And so, you know, we were very confident we got married, we had lots of things in common. And we got married and we did have lots of things in common, but we were also quite amazed at how many things we had that weren't in common, and we actually were very different from each other. And one example of that is, perhaps against the gender stereotype, I am the more tidy sort of person in the house, and I don't like mess. And when I married Fee, I thought I was marrying some sort of domestic goddess.
However, I'm quite messy and actually don't even see the mess some of the times.
So that was a ridiculous thing that just caused so many arguments when we first got married, because we were very, very different. I couldn't relax in a room that was untidy or messy. I'd had to come in and tidy it. But if he could just flop down, there'd be stuff on the floor and she could just get on with the evening. So that was a bit of a problem. And also the other thing was, like most blokes, I'm a little bit private and don't like talking about my innermost feelings to all and sundry. Whereas
I kind of tend to wear my heart on my sleeve and I'm happy to tell anybody what's going on in my life.
So the first few months of getting married, lots of people say to you, how's it getting on? How's married life? And I was quite shocked because people would say, well, it's really quite hard and we're finding it quite difficult. And she'd even say sometimes, I'm not sure I've married the right person. Which, and often I'd be stood next to her when she said that. So that was really, really quite hard at the end of the day. But I think, you know, we've worked through that and now she's a lot more sensitive about my feelings and she's a bit more careful what she shares with people. But actually I've become a lot more open and I can shock her now sometimes by some of the how open I can be and some of the things that I share. So yeah, certainly getting together when we first got married, that those differences and realising they were there behind the things that had attracted us in the first place being similar was quite a struggle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. So it was really the how open you were mm-hmm. to other people, mm. And you're not quite so comfy telling them everything. And then this whole issue about tidiness. Mm. Now, I know for us, the whole tidiness thing was a bit of an issue. Uh-huh. Lots of wet towels on the bathroom floor. And I'm not super tidy, but my husband is really quite messy. And again, for us, that was a bit of an issue. So looking back, what impact did that have initially on your marriage, on your relationship?
Well, I think actually at times it drove a wedge right between us, a massive wedge. And at the worst time, there was a time when we just had kids and we were starting a new business and we'd moved away from home. And I had postnatal depression. I think things got really bad. Andy would come in from a day at work and he was just looking to relax in a tidy house, and you know, I would also be at the end of the day wanting just to relax as well. He would come in and get all stressed. I would get stressed at this man who was coming in and nagging me. So it got really tense in our house for a period of time. And then I think what happens was when you're in this bad place, you just start to see the differences and they become the biggest thing. They become bigger than anything else. You can't remember what you like about each other. You can't remember the things you have in common or the things that complement each other. And eventually we got to a place, I'm sad to say, where we thought, I want out. I just want to be out of this relationship and get away from this stress. So I think that was a really tense time for us, wasn't it?
It was.
And we've had to work, I would say, since to make sure those differences don't drive a massive wedge and we don't get to that place again.
So Andy, if you'd come into a messy room and you were feeling stressed, what would your reaction have been to say to Fee, this hasn't been tidied up, or would you think about tidying it up?
It was more the silent treatment. There'd be lots of huffing and puffing and grunting, and I would then start tidying up in a very noisy, ungracious way, you know, throwing things into the toy, you know, cupboard or whatever. And so I wouldn't sort of have a real go at Fee, but I would make my disappointment sort of known in quite practical
I think
ways.
As well, you couldn't relax until the things were tidy. So if we wanted to sit down and have a meal, you know, it's making you sound a bit anal about it, but actually you didn't want to sit and eat until things were tidy. And so it meant that I was tired, needed to eat, you know, everything got put on pause really.
And is your view of tidy different as well? Because I know for us, I might think a room is tidy and someone else might not.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I generally think that Fee just doesn't see it. I mean, it's not like she's seeing it and he's just lazily going, oh, I can't be bothered.
I mean, I don't live in a pigsty.
That's because she's married to me, that's why.
How rude.
But truth.
So I do like some level of tidiness. It's just that we're different.
Yeah.
And that's the thing as well. I think we will always be that way. I mean, Fee's never going to be the tidiest person in the world and I'm never going to be the most relaxed and chilled person. But I think that's something we learned as well, wasn't it, really early on, that don't keep trying to change each other. I mean, I have to work on myself just to try and chill a bit about the way the house looks. But then Fee also worked to make sure that it was a bit tidy because she knew how much it mattered to me. And it was a real gift that she could give me to actually have a tidy room sort of thing. So, that was a big thing. I think we've learned not to try and change each other because we just have ended up being very frustrated, I think, ourselves. And really just quite annoying and frustrating, you know, each other as well. So, it's a work in progress still. And there's occasions when it's a little flashpoint. It's not all sorted, but it's a lot better than it was, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm sure for people listening that people who are married, there will be differences that they have in their relationships. I know for us, when we were first married, we have, like you, lots of things we thought we had in common. And now I think we have more differences than we ever had. Lots and lots of things. You know, we like different films, we like different food, we like, I mean, lots and lots of things. And again, learning how to negotiate that. But if someone is listening and they're thinking, my partner and I are so, so different, I'm not sure if we can ever make this work. What advice would you give them?
Well, certainly, yeah, don't work on trying to change each other, try and change yourself as a person, as we've said. But one thing we find as well is that sometimes the things that first attract us to each other in the beginning then become the things that we get a bit irritated about. So these differences, for instance, I'm very cheerful in the mornings, and he
sings in the shower at 7 o'clock in the morning,
which is a lovely thing.
And I'm not a morning person, so it can be quite painful.
But yet it was that sort of fun.
But actually,
it's part of
Andy's personality that attracted me to him in the first place. So I have to remember, actually, this is what I love about this guy. So
what you signed up to, wasn't it?
It's remembering, that actually there's bits of that are the things you love in that person.
And another thing I just would like to say to couples is that just as they're not alone. You know, most couples are going to have differences between them. The classic phrase is opposites attract, isn't it? And that's probably what happened at the beginning. And I think ultimately, if they were just the same, it would just be quite dull and boring, really. And that's part of the sort of challenge and the fun is getting to know what makes each other tick and why we're like that and just working through it, really.
Brilliant. Guys, that's been so, so helpful, just highlighting those differences and how we can try and make them work for our marriage rather than, you know, driving a wedge between us. So guys, every episode we ask our guest couple to give us a marriage challenge. And so do you have something in this area of differences that we can put into practice over the next month? Something that will strengthen our relationships?
Well, yeah, we'd like to challenge the couples to just carve out perhaps half an hour or so, perhaps over a cup of coffee or a glass of wine in the evening, and just to sit down together and just try and identify just a couple of differences that they've got between them and just agree what they are, basically.
Yeah, and we'd like to suggest that they work to see how they can meet each other with those differences and perhaps even see where those differences complement each other.
Or if they can't actually complement, at least just accept that they're there and agree, and not when they just keep trying to change each other, basically. And hopefully it's a bit of fun. It's not to have an argument. It's just to sit down and hopefully you feel a bit closer to each other once you've done that. We certainly have done, haven't we?
Yeah.
That is brilliant. So glass of wine, cup of coffee, talk about two differences, and then look at how you can make them work together. That's really helpful.
Brilliant.
Thank you. So that's all now for this month's Care for the Family's Marriage Challenge podcast. Do drop by our Facebook page and let us know how you got on. And you'll find a link there also to Andy and Fee's organisation, Time for Marriage. Check that out as well. And if you've got some useful tips or comments, we would love to hear from you. So that's all for this episode. It just leaves me to say thank you to Andy and to Fee for joining us. And we look forward to tackling another marriage challenge next time.
You have been listening to the Marriage Challenge podcast. For further information about our courses, resources and events, visit us at www.careforthefamily.org.uk.